Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the iCouple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Now, check this out. Call 1-888-FARMERS. That's 1-888-FARMERS to switch, and you can save big money on your car insurance. It's really the best thing you can do with your phone in the next few minutes. Call now, 1-888-FARMERS, and you can start saving today.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
All right, Rob, at the bottom of the hour, one of our favorite guests. He's a Super Bowl champion, a Fox NFL analyst, and a workout maven.
Greg Jennings.
Yes, indeed. He'll join us at the bottom of the hour. You don't want to miss that.
Tell him to put some pants on before he comes on the radio, please.
What?
I said tell him to put some pants on. You know, Greg's always out on his Instagram. You know what I said? Put some pants on, please.
Yes, 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 indeed. All right. Let's go to the NBA, Robin. As I mentioned, the Lakers and the Bucks are going at it right now. Game on TNT, which is a big game. These are could end up being the two teams that meet in the finals. A lot of people have them as the favorites in both conferences. And so it is a big game. And I just want to say this about the Lakers. Look, the Lakers are playing well. I know they lost the other night. They gave up the lead to Golden State. Okay, wowsy, wowsy, woo-woo, as somebody would say. They're 11-4. They're tied with the Clippers for the best record in the NBA. They're fine. LeBron is, playing a career low in minutes, I believe, and they're kind of coasting. You know, they're just taking their time, working themselves into shape, but they're playing well. They're winning most of their games by big numbers. And they look very good. They look very good. Rob, I'm disappointed. I'm going to be honest. I'm disappointed in the season thus far that Anthony Davis is having. These are Anthony Davis's numbers. 21 points, 9 rebounds a game. Less than 2 blocks a game. Now, this is the year ESPN, when they ranked all the players throughout the league, they called Anthony Davis the second best player in the league to LeBron James. Some people picked Anthony Davis to win the MVP. Many thought this was the year that the torch would be passed from LeBron to AD, and AD would be their best player. And obviously, he's their best defender. He's a terrific defender. But, Rob, I'm fine. I get it if LeBron is coasting. LeBron's still going to put up big numbers and get you 8 rebounds, 8 assists tonight. But Anthony Davis, at his young age, he should be ramping it up. He should be going for an MVP award. He's 27 years old. He can't do it like LeBron as far as coasting and pacing himself. I get it that the playoffs are what really matters. You want to be fresh for that. You want to win it. At his age, he can play the regular season hard and be fresh for the playoffs. And his 21 points a game, Rob, the lowest since his second year in the league. Last year, he averaged 26, so it's a 5-point drop. His 9 rebounds a game, the lowest since his first year's rookie year in the league. His blocks is the first time since his rookie year that he didn't block at least 2 shots a game. And, you know, he's efficient, 53% shooting, but he's only getting to the free throw line less than 5 times a night. Again, his lowest since his rookie year. And I'm just saying, at this age, man, you need to be going for, I feel like your attitude should be, I want to be the best player in the world right now. I want to win an MVP award. Obviously, yeah, you want to win titles too, but take over. This is your time, young man. Take over.
Are you ready for this? There's only one person to blame for this, and it ain't Anthony Davis.
Really?
It's LeBron James.
What?
Yep, this is LeBron James' fault.
I can't wait to hear this.
Because...
So you agree with me, though, on that AD is... You know, he's still one of the best players in the world,
no,
obviously.
No, but I get it. What you're saying, Chris, all makes sense. He is following LeBron's lead. LeBron's about trying to win championships. So AD is like the regular season, Chris, being the best you can be, MVP, none of it matters. I'm here to help LeBron win championships. I'm going to relax during the regular season. We already know we're going to make the playoffs. Home court doesn't matter. I'm on the bench with LeBron James. I'm chilling. I'm cruising through the regular season. It don't matter that I'm 27 and LeBron's 87. It don't matter. I'm on LeBron's schedule. I'm LeBron's Bobo. That's where he is, Chris. That's why he's doing what he's doing. You're absolutely right. He should be out there with a vengeance after getting the monkey off his back that he finally won a championship. It should be all gravy from here. It should be like, I'm going to now wreck this league, right? That monkey's off your back about playing and never winning. Now you can just go out and play and compile numbers and be that guy. But he's not going to do that because ultimately he knows why he's there. He's there for the playoffs and he's there for LeBron James. I blame LeBron James. He has defused Anthony Davis. He has unplugged him. He has taken the sugar out of his tank. Does that make sense?
No,
you know what I mean?
Does not make sense.
He has made Anthony Davis his sidekick in the sidecar. Don't worry about what you're doing. Don't worry about your career. It's about me and my time. I need you to help me win another championship. And if that means slacking off during this regular season, that's good enough for me. Because LeBron could be the one to say, yo, this ain't good enough. What are you doing? He won't say that. He wants him to be healthy, fresh, for a playoff run. And that's why Anthony Davis ain't playing up to his potential.
Rob Parker, stop it! How in the world did I know that somehow, some way, as you like to say, no way, no how, well, some way, somehow, you were going to turn this around and make it LeBron James's fault? I think you are so wrong. I think LeBron would like nothing more than for Anthony Davis to be beasting. I really do. I think LeBron would love it if AD was just dominating folks, just killing folks. And here's the proof that your premise is wrong. LeBron pushed AD last year to play what? Through little bumps and bruises. You know, all those times AD was banged up, you know, little bruises here, something ain't right. He would have sat out in New Orleans. But LeBron pushed him to play through those games in the meaningless regular season. So if LeBron was just like, man, I just want you healthy. I don't care what you do in the regular season. He wouldn't have done it last year.
No, this is different because LeBron won and he smells blood like there's a chance that just maybe I can get. I know I've lost six championships, but maybe I can get the six. And if AD can help me do this over the next couple years, and it doesn't matter, Chris, we know it. In the COVID world and the COVID NBA, home court doesn't matter. You know, we don't even know if we're going to do a bubble come playoff time. We don't even know, right, with all the COVID things, right? So it might be a bubble situation again, which means playing in other arenas and other fans just doesn't matter. And I think this is about LeBron just being like, it's about the postseason. Don't kill yourself during the regular season. I'm with you. Anthony Davis should be taking the torch. Anthony Davis should be trying to win the MVP. Anthony Davis should be the best player and make that next step. But Chris, to start the season the way he has, and you just said it, not this these low numbers since his rookie year, not 2 years ago, not right. 3 years ago, since his rookie year, tells me he's pulled back, and he's powered down. So I'm telling you, this is the LeBron influence.
But here's the thing, and I don't agree with your premise, but just play devil's. Let's say you're right for the sake of argument. Whose fault is that? You can't blame LeBron for that. If another man is going to be able to, and you know, Rob, and you know, LeBron's not like, yo, man, just take it. I think if AD is doing that because of LeBron, as you're saying, I think it's just something he's sensing. Maybe LeBron's like, yo, let's just get through this regular season healthy. Let's hone our, you know, get everybody, get the chemistry right and all that. I don't agree with what you're saying, but for sake of argument, if that were the case, that's still AD's fault. Because AD should still be like, nah, look, we going to win it, brother. We going to win it. Trust me. We going to be better than last year because I'm going to be better than last year.
I don't think that's his. And I don't think that's who AD is. I don't think that's who AD is.
I hear you, and I don't say, I'm not saying you got to say that to LeBron, but your play should be saying that. So is he not a number one guy?
Nope. I think he's comfortable where he is, and he loves the situation he's in, and he's following. Because you're right. He's mimicking LeBron, who's 10 years older than him. You know what I mean? Like that.
Right.
LeBron should be cruising.
Got nothing to prove in a regular season.
Right. But Anthony Davis at 27 years old, Chris, absolutely. This is Bron's fault. I'm telling you.
You don't even have a right to call him Bron.
Bron.
That's for people that like him.
For me.
All right, stop it. He's LeBron James to you. He ain't even LeBron. He's LeBron James to you.
Man, I had a one-on-one with him when he was in high school, me and LeBron.
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
Yo, what up?
Did he act like he didn't know you the next day he saw you or something? Something happened. Something soured you on him. My goodness. All right. What do you think? 877-99 on Fox. And look, we're not stupid. We're not saying AD isn't still one of the best players in the world. We're not saying he's not going to be an all-star. He's going to make the all-pro team, all-NBA as well, all that. We're just saying, yo, you 27, dude. LeBron was going for MVPs at this stage and championships, but MVPs too. And you need to be doing that too, AD, if you want to be that guy. What say you, though? 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Is Xena the Warrior Princess? Do you remember that show?
Yeah, well, I remember it. I never watched it, but yeah. Yeah, okay.
Xena was good.
Wasn't that a cartoon?
No. I think they might have made a cartoon after, but it was a live-action series on syndication. It was on, like, Channel 11 and Channel 9, channels like that, not network.
We got to get you in some type of sitcom trivia contest.
We should do it.
Yeah, we got to figure something out because you nice with that. You nice with this. I wish you
That's
knew
the
sports
one thing
like
I know.
You know sitcoms.
Yeah, you wouldn't be on the show then.
Oh, no. All right, we're coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call Farmers today for a quote. Also, we're brought to you by AutoZone, of course. They're one of our favorites. AutoZone has more ways for you to start your job your way. That means getting what you need fast. Because some jobs, folks, they just can't wait. That's why AutoZone offers free stuff like free same-day store pickup and free next-day delivery on over 100,000 parts. Yes, 100,000 parts. So visit AutoZone.com today to start your job fast. Get in the zone. AutoZone, 877-99 on Fox. What are your thoughts about Anthony Davis's early season play? Essentially career lows and everything, you know, since his rookie year. And do you blame LeBron for it? Like the outlandish Rob Parker. Your turn.
Is that my name? Outlandish?
That fits, doesn't it? The outlandish Rob Parker. Like the notorious B.I.G., the outlandish R.P.
All right, let's kick it off with Max in Georgia. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Max?
What's up, guys? I had to call in on this one. Chris, my thing is it's got to be his fault because, one, he's the leader.
LeBron's
right?
He's or
the
AD's?
Guy that's the guy, right? He's the
LeBron's?
Leader. So you take responsibility. Yes, LeBron. You
okay.
take responsibility no matter what. Having said that, if you brought in Anthony Davis thinking he was the number one guy, then that tells us all about the narrative about LeBron and who he is and isn't, because Anthony Davis has never been a number one. I don't think he'll ever be a number one. He's the best two you can probably get out there maybe. But having said that too, LeBron wears on guys. I don't know if Anthony Davis is getting tired of being an L.A. clutcher yet, or I don't know if it's
come on, man. You really reaching now. You really
well,
reaching.
Hold on, Chris.
It.
He said he was the third best shooter on the team. Now, I'm not saying the context of the conversation. I wasn't there. But when I hear that, I say to myself, what's going on between Davis and LeBron behind closed doors? I don't know if anybody knows but them, but something's going on. And I just want to see what goes down. I couldn't agree more with Rob, as usual. I got to say that. Appreciate it.
My man,
Rob,
he came back home.
How much do you pay Max?
Nothing.
I know he's on your payroll. How much?
I don't even know Max. I never
My
met him.
My God. Oh, please.
We're going to have wings in Georgia,
there's
though.
There's no way I believe you don't know Max.
I don't know Max.
Max probably from Detroit. Probably works at Sporty Cuts.
Yeah, right. How about Sean in Lancaster? You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Now, there's way too many Lancasters in this country. Lancaster, PA,
right.
Springfield, Ohio, Lancaster where?
This is Lancaster, California.
California,
okay.
See? I didn't even know that.
So,
how you doing, Sean?
I'm doing good. How you guys doing?
Good.
Me and Rob were actually talking a couple weeks ago when Chris wasn't there about some baseball, so it's good to be on with Chris.
Oh, I do remember that. Yep.
Good to have you. So when I was gone, you filled up on your baseball talk, huh?
Oh yeah, I had to hop on the baseball topic, man. Those are rare on this show, but
that's what. We talk more baseball, Chris, right, than any other national show.
Yep.
You got to admit that, Sean.
We're certainly right up there in the top two or three for sure.
Yep.
It's definitely hard to find some baseball talk on some of the big shows, but it's good to hear from you guys every now and then.
Appreciate it.
I just want to talk about the whole LeBron situation. I think LeBron's got his fingertips all over this one because when the NBA came out with the new schedule, you heard LeBron complaining about, oh, there's not enough time, there's not enough offseason, there's not enough rest for the Lakers since they played deep into the bubble. I would assume that he got in Anthony Davis's ear and said, we're going to coast in the early part of the season. We're going to get some rest. We're going to sit some games out. We're going to limit the minutes. We're going to chill out a little bit. Towards the end of the season, we'll ramp it up and make sure we're not hurt and make sure we're ready for the playoffs. That's just what it seems like to me based on his comments after the short offseason.
Chris,
well,
are you starting
all,
to buy a little bit now, Chris?
They're not really taking off games. I don't think LeBron's taking off one game. And, yeah, their minutes are down, both of them. But why can't AD be out there killing it for those 32 minutes? You know what I'm saying?
No,
I mean, LeBron's still getting 24, 8, and 8. Remember last year, Rob, you always said rightly that AD led them in everything.
Every category
except
assist. Except assist.
Well, that's not the case anymore. LeBron's leading them in scoring. LeBron's leading them, of course, in assist. And he ain't that far behind AD in rebounds. AD's leading in rebounds, steals,
nine to
and blocks.
Eight.
LeBron 7.9. Yeah, 9-8.
Yep. Mark in Sacramento, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Mark?
What's going on, gentlemen? It's good to see Rob Bayless Parker has made his 2021 entrance.
Right,
I was wondering how long it would take. Anyway, I agree with you guys on one thing. I think AD should be showing more. And as far as the caller goes, what did he say about you guys just said rubbing, LeBron's rubbing off on them? Let's just see. I never won a championship. I go there and I win one. Rub off on me.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rub off on me. I get another ring.
LeBron has been great.
Yeah,
when you're 27, you shouldn't be cruising. I disagree with you, Mark. That he has the lowest numbers since his rookie year. Chris is saying this because it's obvious that he's turned it down a notch or two. At 27, you shouldn't be playing like that.
You should
be balling. I mean, right. what are you saving? You got 10 years to go. You know what I mean? Like you're not at the end of the rope. I don't buy that.
No, but all I'm saying is I how can you blame LeBron for that? You got to be your own man.
I'm telling you, I think that Anthony Davis, I'm not so sure he's his own man. I'm not.
All right.
All right. What about Marty in Kentucky? You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Marty?
What's up, fellas? Old Sean over there in Lancaster is going to have to be more specific when he says something like that time Chris wasn't here. That's like saying that game Kawhi didn't play.
You're right. Marty, that could have been one. Marty, that could have been one of 100 days.
Yeah. I mean, I'd say, hey, y'all remember that game Kawhi didn't play? Hey.
Marty, wow. What did I do to you? This is the second straight day that Marty is going for my throat. Is he lobbying for some Jordans for River? Do I have to send you Jordans for River to get you off my back like Rob did? Rob did it to buy you.
No, I didn't.
He did it to buy you. You
no,
think it was
River
love
never had
and
Jordans.
All that kindness.
I thought River was so cool. I was like, that's my man. Man, when
those
he gave us that.
Growing fast, fellas.
Yeah, I already know he grew out of those.
Right.
On a serious note, I think the Lakers are being smart. AD's shown that he can't carry a heavy load through an entire season, especially this season being the shortest offseason ever. You got a guy historically that's body can hold up to holding that kind of load, and your goal is to win a championship. And I wouldn't be surprised if it's not just LeBron. It's probably the whole organization because it's not just LeBron, Jason, MJ here. The Lakers have 17 championships,
right,
and they want to pass the Celtics. They've been waiting decades to get here. I think there's encouragement from the whole organization for him to stay healthy.
All right. Well, good call, Marty. It got better as it went on. All right, 877-99 on Fox. You'll have a chance to win weigh in next hour, as always. We got our man Greg Jennings coming up, the Super Bowl champion, the Fox NFL analyst, and the bodybuilder supreme. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right. I love this music. I like this song better now.
Than when Diana Ross
song.
Back
yes.
in the day?
Yes. I mean, I liked it then too, but now I really love it. Not you? It hadn't grown on
no,
you?
No, I like it. I liked it then. I still like it, Diana Ross. This is a good song.
All right. He's the Super Bowl champion, Fox NFL analyst, our man,
Greg Jennings.
What's up, man?
What's going on, fellas?
Does anybody, you got to admit, no show treats you like this, man. No show gives you the red carpet introduction like we do every week.
Absolutely. That's why I take care of you guys. I come in here, you know, I don't ask for anything. I'm like, no, I don't need anything, guys. These are my buddies right now.
Man.
You know what I mean? Until Rob start talking out of left field, then I'm like, man, I knew I should have had him sign the contract.
You already know.
Right.
Ask Will Blackman the other day. No.
Oh, man, him and Will. If they could have, they would have come to blows right through the phone. My goodness. All right, but Greg, let's start in Green Bay. Obviously, that's where you won your Super Bowl. NFL.com today said they polled their, you know, writers, analysts, all that stuff. And they said that Aaron Rodgers is the quarterback who most needs to win the Super Bowl this year of the four remaining. You agree with that?
I agree with it because of the circumstance. Obviously, Tom Brady has 6 and it's been to 9. So, and when you look at Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen, they're younger. So the thought is they still have time. Patrick Mahomes being one that already won one, and then Jared Allen coming on strong in year 3. Aaron Rodgers, we don't know how much more time he has, but I really like their chances, regardless of what they're saying about who needs to win it and win it now. Look, if Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers continue to play the way they've been playing, it's no discussion. They're winning it.
Let me ask you that, Greg, about the Packers. And what they did to the Rams. And just, you know, people were saying, you know, Chris tried to goat you into picking the Rams.
No, the other day.
Yes, he did.
He was like,
Greg picked the Rams too, and he told him
Greg said he didn't pick them. And it looked because Greg picked. You said their defense had the advantage, but you didn't say they were going to win. But you know, all I came in seeing you saying, yeah, I got to go with the Rams. You know what I'm saying? So I just missed the beginning of it.
Well, Greg, what did you make of what the Packers did? You know, to the Rams, in that game.
Well, I mean, number one, I mean, they scored on their first five possessions. And what they did offensively definitely played a role and impacted them on the defensive side of the ball. And when you get a lead like that and you can allow your defense to kind of pin their ears back and get after the quarterback and play with energy and play fresh, it is hard to beat a team like that. I really like the way they are playing extremely complimentary football and balanced football. They're running the ball. Their running attack is prevalent. And their passing attack, we know what that is. And so if they can continue to run the ball the way that they have and how they did against the Rams, against the number one defense in all of football, it's just I see it hard being for any opponent stopping what they do so well.
Greg, it sounds like you got Green Bay winning this weekend. Obviously, Tampa Bay beat them 38-10 during the season. When a team's beating you like that, what type of factor? You only played them once, so it's not like you had a chance to, you know, get a revenge in the regular season. When a team is beating you like that, how do you look at it mentally? Do you look at it like, yo, we're going to get them back, we know we're better? Or can it weigh on you like, man, they clobbered us the last time? You know, how does it impact you?
You know what? It really motivates you more than anything. When you lose to a team the way that the Packers did, I just recall when we played, and I remember the Atlanta Falcons beating us the year we went on and won the Super Bowl, and it was in Atlanta. They didn't clobber us like that. We lost kind of in the last minutes of the game. Little controversial deal, but we were so frustrated because not only did we think we got the game taken away from us, but we gave it away. And so that's what you're going to have, that feeling of just like we saw with the Buccaneers last week against the New Orleans Saints. They felt like where they are now, they're better. They're not the same team. The same thing can be said with the Green Bay Packers. What the showing that they put on field and on tape back in week six, they are not that team. They weren't that team any other day in the regular season. And so I think that that's what they're going to hang their hat on, and they're playing at a high clip. And Matt LaFleur, I can't speak enough about what he's been able to do offensively and just as a head coach, putting his team in the best possible positions to be successful.
Greg, what should we expect from Patrick Mahomes and coming back from a concussion? I'm sure you had concussions. How many concussions did you have? Do you even know?
I had three that were documented.
Okay. When you came back,
how many do you think you had that weren't?
Say it one more time.
How many do you think you had that weren't documented?
Yeah, that weren't documented. That you ended up playing, you think you had more than that?
Yeah, for sure. I probably had a total of around six, maybe seven.
When you come back from that, I'm asking because I don't know. I've never had a concussion, knock on wood. But do you just go back out there and everything's fine? Or are you a little apprehensive about getting hit hard or being hit again? Where's your head once you've had your bell rung?
To be honest, it varies. It really varies. And when I look at Patrick Mahomes, when I had concussions, I was able to get back out there. There was one throughout training camp where I got held out because it lingered a lot longer. And that was because of the accumulation of having one compounded with a second and then a third. But with Patrick Mahomes, I mean, I don't want to say he's going to be okay, but the thought is he's going to be okay. He obviously was woozed and was out of it. But when you come back as players, we know what's at risk. And we know what's in front of us. We know the task at hand. And if he's coherent and if he can riddle off those plays, you know when a quarterback is off because they can't really recall the play. They can't really regurgitate it and recall when it's coming through their helmet. And so you can easily tell when a quarterback is off. So I think they'll be able to assess all of those things. I wouldn't expect anything less than what we've always seen out of Patrick Mahomes because of the state of the game, because of the stakes that are at weight right here.
I got to ask you this. We only got 30 seconds or a minute. Did you hear Dan Campbell's press conference, the quote everybody's talking about?
About biting off kneecaps. Where did you make it at, Greg?
So, as a player, if you got a new coach coming in, you're looking forward to a fresh start with a new coach, and you hear him saying that stuff, are you motivated? Are you like, yo, this is ridiculous? Or what's your feeling?
I'm a little nervous, man. I'm like, I don't know what this – but personally, I know Dan Campbell, and that's just who he is. Like, he can't help but be himself. And in my opinion, it wasn't the best press conference. It wasn't the best. I get it. He's tough-nosed. He's old school. But there's a better way you can put that message across or get that message across. But if I'm the Detroit Lions, I mean, you're looking to find anything that can be different than what you've experienced.
Well, they say players, supposedly, he really is motivational for players. Is that the case from your understanding?
It is. I love Dan Campbell as a coach, as a head coach. When he stepped in the interim position in Miami, he was great. Guys really followed him. He has a personality that you can really get behind and support because he's going to be upfront and honest. He's going to tell you exactly what the expectations are. And that's what guys need, and especially when you're a losing culture, you have to shift the mentality. And sometimes trust is one of the hardest things to uproot out of a culture when it's been such a bad culture, an untrustworthy culture. That's something that he will definitely change. I don't know about the wins and losses. That is yet to be seen.
Right.
We all are waiting to see the kneecaps bitten and getting back up.
Right.
Well, yeah, we will see. We will see. All right, Greg, great stuff as always, brother. We appreciate you.
Absolutely. Appreciate you guys.
All right. More of the Odd Couple coming your way. Fox Sports Radio. Keep it locked.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Let it breathe. Keeping your head above water.
I thought you wanted to let it
temporary
breathe.
Temporary layoff.
You're smothering it.
Easy credit rip off. Scratching and surviving.
Do you know this line?
Hanging in.
You know
what?
That line?
No, what is it?
Hanging in a chow line.
Oh, is that what that is?
I only know it because it was on the Chappelle show once.
He did some
spoof like what are they saying in black songs or something like that. And that was hanging in the child line. You're right. I never knew what that was.
Hey, you know what, real quick? My sister was on Wonderama, was a children's show. Do you remember that, Chris?
Wonderama. Yeah, I remember that.
Sunday mornings?
Never, didn't love it, but I did watch because it was kind of the only thing on Sunday morning.
Sunday morning, right. Wonderama. Yeah. And Ralph Carter from Good Times was the guest on the show. And
Ralph
they said,
Carter was that Bookman?
No. That was the militant midget, Ralph Carter.
Oh, that was Michael.
Right.
Okay.
Right, Ralph Carter, but his name. And her question, she had a chance to win the big prize, which was the big bike. You know, they have snake cans. You win the bike, Chris, but you have to answer a question.
Right.
So the question was, Ralph Carter appears on the show, Good Times, Bad Times, or the New York Times? And my sister said, Good Times. And the host, Bob McAllister, said, and you'll have a good time riding this new bicycle. That was awesome, man. My sister won.
That was your sister?
My sister. My youngest sister won a grand prize. And that was the question. That's why I just thought of it, because of Ralph Carter. Good times.
Were you ever on a kid show?
No. Matter of fact, I gave my sister my ticket to go, and she won the bike. Is that crazy?
That's nice.
Wow.
I was on. Now, I think this was just a local Cincinnati show, but maybe it was in more places. Uncle Al. You remember Uncle Al?
See, I don't know. That must have been a Cincinnati show.
It must have been local. Okay, because I was on that before. Yes.
Did you win? Was it prizes?
No,
was
I wasn't.
Clown?
I was. I think we were just in the crowd, and then we did get to take a picture. I mean, it was dozens of kids, though, and we took a picture with him. I may have been on this air with him at some point, but yeah, I was on that. But good times. Hanging in the challenge. Now, I want to ask you this. What is Michael Jackson saying? I was listening to a Michael Jackson song with my wife the other night. We were trying to figure it out. Smooth Criminal, is there a line in that?
We got to figure it out. Annie, we don't have time to do it now.
We'll have to do it. We'll figure it out. We'll do that as Shop Talk. That'll be a Shop Talk one day. Keep it locked.